New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
It's us again, Vanderpodcalypse Now, talking about season 11, episode 0 of the new season called Vanderpump Rules, A Decade of Rumors and Lies. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I cannot wait to unpack. I love unpacking.
Oh, this one's a good one in that it's not a good one. It premiered on Peacock about a week and a half ago, and it is not great. For our first little formal glance, it's actually in the menu as season 11, episode 0. So it's a part of our next season, what we're so excited to be talking about, and it is rough. It's very rough.
It's a bit of filler. It's a bit of let's play catch up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really – I don't think if it's someone's like, I've never watched the show,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a great jumping off point for me to get into it.
No. If you've never watched the show, do not watch this. In fact, I know someone put out a list of episodes to watch to get you to Scandoval. I'm not sure where that is, but it was very good because this is – if you've never watched the show, this is going to make you want to walk – off a bridge. It's chaos. It's complete chaos, poorly put together with bad Lisa Vanderpump VO.
It seems like it was just a clip. It seems like a clip compilation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, her VO, which is a little bit lazy, but who knows? The way it ends up, it might be different than the way that she put it out. So we can't not laying blame.
But she
on
always
LVP.
Sounds like she's like about to fall asleep to a nice mm-hmm. nap. She's about to nap, darling, but before she goes, it's very okay. Like it's not bringing the energy up. It's not making you feel like excitement like the trailer, which I really enjoyed.
Especially when you watch some of those older clips and they obviously did not know how successful the show was going to be.
Mm-mm.
So that 2012 quality.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, it takes you there.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a little hard to look at because of how elevated it's gotten as the show's got more popular and technology has gotten better.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
the show's fault.
But what a gift to be able to at least see like side by side the evolution of everyone's faces. Mm-hmm. Like I fucking love that. I love the statement necklaces. I love the bad choices and takes, obviously. So that I enjoyed from this. But it is really rough. And so we're going to walk you through it so you don't have to watch it. It's only a half hour, so if you really want to. But they tease also these little scenes from season 11. They're not worth it. It's not good.
It's not glass exploding exciting.
No, no, no. I'm not like, whoa, yeah. I'm like, okay, like get through it.
I'll take it,
fine.
But
yeah, I mean, I'll take any morsel, but you're not going to be like jazzed about it. So it starts, it's a look back at the juiciest secrets and lies leading to current events with a sneak peek at the season ahead. This is what the beginning little blurb says. And it does talk about the juicy secrets and lies leading to current events. And there is technically, it does promise both those things. But again, this is for people that are like the rubes that are trying to catch up, that aren't in the trenches that we've been in. But they will not catch up because it's very confusing. First, we have Lisa, voiceover again, lazy. Everyone in this group has been guilty of lying and cheating, of stirring the pot. We see Tom, classic decade-old Tom Sandoval. He looks like a tiny fairy king. He has these horrible hair decisions that we get to see right after each other. And all five of Lala's faces are in there. That does excite me. Lisa says the word loyalty has been written out of their vocabulary. And she's giving you these like pithy sayings. And it's like flashback after flashback all till Sandoval. And it ends, this kind of part ends with Sheena saying tearfully that she can't be friends with Tom Sandoval. So we've got this severed, right? Title card. That's our intro, which again is very confusing because we're not sure what we're going to get. We know we're getting to Sandoval, but we're not like, okay, like what? Okay, where are the scenes? What are we seeing?
The purpose of this is to get you, is to put out content. I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the purpose is to keep you and maybe get new people and have something fresh on the menu.
Yeah.
For you to watch to keep you going. I mean, the purpose of this on its own isn't really doing anything.
No, and I think they must have so much talking head footage at this point, too. It's like, go back into that. Like, we don't care. People, again, who are not fans trying to catch up are not going to be watching this and understanding it. So give it to the fan. Give us talking heads that we've never seen before, right? So we go, this is how they do it. They start with a character and they kind of half follow their storyline to make it seem like we're getting to Scandoval and that. So we start with Sheena, the newest server. We're going all the way back, whatever. It's her intro.
She wasn't good as gold yet.
No, she was not. She was not. So we've got her, but we don't get much about her. She's a new server and people think
she's a main. She's been there since the show was born, too.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to – she just always has been there.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. We don't get much about her. And then we intro Kristen and Tom. They call her an aspiring actor and him an aspiring rock star, which is very funny, again, to think of what they did back then. I enjoyed that.
And that's what got, I think, a lot of us, especially people that like, lived in L.A. or but you're like, I want to see people that are on the same streets that we're doing improv
on.
Yeah, like,
absolutely. We want to see those fashions.
Didn't go that way, though.
It did not
go that way.
It did not. So they accelerate very quickly from Kristen and Tom to Scandoval. And Lisa's bad VO saying that Jax may have even predicted it. So, and Jax throughout all this gets like a pretty good edit in this weird.
Like I was saying to you, she really elevates Jax. Uh-huh. I don't know if in a retrospective way, and she always kind of has, so it's pretty much it's standard for her.
Yeah.
But she kicks things off going, we're going to put Jax on a little bit. Like we were a little too. Yeah, yeah.
He's a dog, but he knew. And it's like, yeah, I guess. Like he's still Jax. So then we go back in time again to season one, Jax and Stassi's breakup. We get through the big season two reveal. Jax and Kristen are fucking twice while the movie Drive is playing. Love that detail. Obviously going to keep that in. Sandoval and Kristen and then breaking down and like Kristen being the victim. And then this huge scene where Jax is in his like white Henley. He's like leaning and he's ganging up on Kristen with Stassi. Kristen admits that she did in fact have sex with Kristen admits that she did in fact have sex with Jax. So again, Jax, fair weather, moving and grooving. We love that season. Great. So we're kind of through season two with these storylines. But again, it's not very satisfying. Then we get Ariana. She comes to Sir in her Urban Outfitters dress. She's cooler than you, whatever. She's wearing glasses. The rumors about Tom and Ariana hooking up in Vegas before Tom and Kristen broke up. And again, at this point, Kristen and Tom are broken up. And there's also they pay some attention to like Coachella rumors at this point, which I didn't really remember very well. But whatever. They're making it.
Got to review the tapes.
Yeah, sure, sure. So Ariana and Tom are friends, they're getting close, but then we skip all the way to something about her. All of a sudden, a commercial break happens and we're at present day, not present day, but Scandoval day, Ariana and Katie, who are doing some thrift shopping for something about her. They don't introduce what that is at all, and they say that some designer of Nancy Myers is helping them with a restaurant. But then that's where we find out about Scandoval. It's not like, you'd think Scandoval, they'd introduce it with like, ripped from the headlines, mm-hmm. Oh my God, like this and that. No, they're like, Katie and Ariana kind of nonchalantly talking about how shitty it is and that how...
Do you think it's a plug for the restaurant or for the sandwich?
But it's tie it to literally anything. Yeah. Like we're just like back and talking about thrift shop. First of all, you're not thrift shopping for something about her first.
Yes.
Second of all, this is a horrible way to be like, and remember Scandoval? Oh my God, it was so huge. Remember how huge it was? Because that was almost a year ago at this point when it kind of came on our radar. But then we establish that Ariana and Tom live together under the same roof with our friend of this podcast, Ann Maddox, who we did comedy with a while ago. She's name dropped in this thing.
We're happy to name drop anyone we
can. Yeah, she's kind of between the two of them doing stuff for them. Ariana is complaining about Raquel sending postcards with lightning bolts.
We got to get Ann.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
on this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And see if she will.
So lovely, so gracious.
She's so nice. She's very cool.
She's very professional in a way that is annoying to me. She's so fucking professional.
Yeah, she'll never do anything to, like, harm. But maybe there's some things, like, little tidbits we can get.
I mean, I've reached out to her, too, over the years just as, like, a fan of the show and being like, can you – anything you can tell me. And she, again, so lovely, so gracious, definitely very professional.
Yeah,
and
she's not going to give us any dirt. Yeah, but
I think it's really interesting how she's really invested in these people too, as humans, not only as people on TV, not only as her boss.
We'd love to hear her, but she might have a point of view on something that is way different than we see through the television.
Yeah, or something that we're not considering at all that maybe doesn't get as much attention as it should too, like on air. But then we get another commercial break. It's so confusing. And Lisa's like, Sir has always been the epicenter. And I was like, now we're introducing Sir the restaurant in here? And also, she says it's the epicenter of secrets and lies. And I was like, secrets and lies are pretty – like, lies are one thing. Secrets are one thing. They can kind of over – be both of those things, I guess. But like, thanks for repeating secrets and lies. Secrets and lies. Then Kristen is trying to get Ariana to crack. This is the famed Miami girl part of the season. But we kind of gloss over that. Naked Stassi asked Jax about the rumors about Tom and Ariana. He kind of tells her a little bit about that. But again, love Jax. We're getting some really good Jax moments in this, of course, because Jax is such good TV. And probably because he will be on this season.
He's in the trailer.
Well, of course they're going to put him in there. But I'm fearful that it's going to be another Kristen thing.
Where they just kind of waltzes on for a little bit.
Yeah, we don't need Kristen saging up Ariana's house. Like,
I
want
her burning
drunk.
It down. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa says something that we all knew, but is interesting that she puts it in this, that not all cast is created equal, alluding to Jax being forgivable in lots of ways, which he is, and Kristen
he's very charming.
Not. And yeah. Kristen not. Then we get to Katie motorboarding a dude's dick. This is kind of Katie and Schwartz's storyline now being very broad brushstrokes talked about. They have problems. They get married. And 12 years after they get together, Katie files for divorce. Then we get our first exclusive season from VPR season 11, which is Sheena and Brock watching Summer on the baby monitor. And Sheena's saying that she gets Sandoval flashbacks on that couch. I was like, do you just not sit on your couch then, I guess? Okay. Then we realized that Brock reached out to Tom after his friend Ollie died, and so did Sheena, which they talk about Ollie being this close guy. He loves barbecue, and they're, I guess, trying to also pave the way for a little bit of repair with their relationships.
And it's a bit sad. It's a bummer. You know?
It is. But then Sheena goes into not just that this is a sad thing, that she's offended that she got blocked on every platform, and even Summer Moon is blocked.
What?
Even Summer Moon! Yeah.
Okay, that's diabolical.
Sheena's not happy. Shenanigans, that's one thing. When you block motherfucking Summer Moon, Sheena's coming for you. Then we flashback again, introducing James Kennedy and Lala. So they're introducing these new cast members that came in, I believe, around season 4. We've got that Lala's old home screen pic. We've got that Lala's old home screen pic of her ass, which I love. Like, I can see it in my head. Jax wanting to sleep with Lala, James wanting to sleep with Lala, Jax's nose jobs, Jax cheating on Brittany, the girls with Brittany, the guys with Jax, Ariana and Tom being like, fuck you, why are you aligning with Jax? We've got the rotten hail part of it too. And then we go straight back to Lala, who is now completely with Randall Emmett, and she gets to say his name. She's in her like brunette phase, which is also not a great stage for her. But then they talk about James and Lala being close, and that made Raquel, just introducing Raquel right now, 25 minutes into this.
It's almost done.
Yeah, we've got a couple other exclusive scenes, but other than that, it's like, how about you just introduce one of the most important people in this whole Scandoval thing that's really given you another season?
Yeah, we said it.
That's right. Brave. James is cheating on Raquel rampantly, and then Raquel and James get engaged. Then we get another exclusive season 11 tidbit. We've got Lala in her home with her mom. Her mom lives with her now, which is new information to me. Her mom has the same face as Lala. They both have the same, which I'm like, is that you both your faces, or are you both because they have the same features that Lala didn't have before. It's very jarring. I'd like to hear people's take on
that. I'll just get the Lala, please.
Yeah, just the
Can
Lala.
We order it off the menu?
Give me the Lala. Exactly. But then Lala's mom has moved into her apartment to help take care of Ocean. But then Lala's brother couldn't stay away. He also lives in that complex. And Lala is saying, hey, how can I date? I've got this dynamic happening right now. And how she is now dealing with the trauma and the heartache of what happened with Randall now that the custody battle is over. And she's questioning everything. She's mistrustful of everyone. Ariana's new guy. What's his Instagram handle is The Strong Way, but I don't know his real name, but he's very hot. She's also in a Send It to Daryl sweatshirt this whole scene that we're seeing, which is perfect, of course. Then a commercial break. Then Lisa recaps Kristen warning about Ariana. We're back again. It's so jarring. Like, what the time frames, the time zones. What are we saying? Then, of course, Lisa, the old saying, you lose them how you get them, right? And it ends on Kristen sharing a bed with the best liar I've ever known, which is a great bite that she says way back when, which is true. Then we've got some rumblings around town. Allie comes in, her big moment of seeing Tom and Raquel at the Abbey. Thinks it's weird, so we've got that. And then, of course, now we're just doing things from last season that were noteworthy. The Ken Todd scene where he's like walks in and he's, oh my God, I can't believe. Granted, I could watch again and
it's
again.
It's amazing theater.
Oh, it's beautiful. So we're just doing the hits of season 10. And then Jax again. Ariana and Tom are not good together. So we've got Jax being like the oracle. We were really getting him as the truth teller, like the reality of what's happening. And then more reunion footage with Raquel in her trailer, watching what's going down. And then the sneak peek, which we recapped, if you want to go back on this podcast.
And you do.
You definitely do.
You definitely want to hear through our lens.
That's right. So again, this is something that, like, I'm glad for content. I'll eat it up. But it was very disorienting in lots of ways. A decade of rumors, a decade of lies? Absolutely. Did I need to rehash them? Probably not.
But you did.
But I did.
And you should subscribe because you're going to want more of this.
Yeah.
We are going to leverage our relationships here in Los Angeles with
That's
the people
right.
we know that are connected to the show. And yes, we have some connections and we will use them as much as we can.
That's right. Our decade of rumors and lies will come to a head, perhaps.
Yeah.
We'll coincide with these, I would like, because it's fun to get some of that dirt.
And we'll have a little more before the episode one of season 11.
Just a little bit more. And should I tease it right now? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I will. Yeah. I feel empowered. I have been listening to Raquel's new podcast, which details some very graphic things in her sex life and dalliance with Sandoval. I didn't call it that. Their relationship. Her relationship with Tom Sandoval very graphically, and I'm very excited to kind of go into that. She is questioned by two producers. One of them knows the show really well. One of them does not. Don't know why that woman was hired, but here we are. And so I'd love to go into that before we kind of get into the season premiere, which happens January 30th. You already know that if you're listening to this. But we're very excited for it. So keep with us. Keep up on us and at us.
And yeah, with us and at us and on us and to us.
Amen.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, Go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.